Really?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
Yes, Rachel, it's 37167.
Okay, and thank you for that information.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
If you'd also please provide your first and last name.
Sherry Green.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Green. And one moment, please.
Okay.
All right. I am accessing information, so it'll be just a moment.
No problem.
Okay. I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing information.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, let's see. All right, Ms. Green, for security purposes, please verify your address.
302 Briarwood Lane, Smyrna, Tennessee, 37167.
Briarwood Lane. Okay, thank you so much for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the remainder.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome.
Exactly why I wanted a monthly statement, honey.
Okay, I'm almost there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I do apologize. Almost there, though.
It ain't your fault, Ms. Rachel.
All right, so I have gotten an account located that shows your first and last name, and it is showing your address as both shipping and billing. You're calling us about a canceled account for the Bytes Hub app. And how can I assist?
Yeah, I did not make this order, nor did I receive anything from Ohio about this order. So, I mean, I would like this taken off my card and refunded.
Okay, now here we just assist with what was in the terms and conditions, which is the Bytes Hub app. It does show that on May 4th, it shows that there was a survey completed and a contest was entered for an Instapot, but Bytes
Hub
was...
No, I did not do any of that.
Bytes Hub was in the terms and conditions, so whether maybe you did it or accidentally or it could have been someone in the household,
no,
this was an online...
No, ma'am. I'm the only person who uses this phone. And I've had trouble with people using my email and my credit cards. I did not apply for this, nor did I receive anything. So it needs to be refunded to my account.
Yes, ma'am. It's not an accusation, ma'am. On the recorded line, we have to review the account. I've not spoken with you before.
No, you have not.
All right. Have you, pardon me. Hopefully it's not repetitive, but have you checked with anyone in the household since you chose an IP address for your area, which means there was a device used?
Yes, I have, and I live with my sister.
Okay.
And she doesn't use my phone. She has her own phone. She doesn't know my credit card information, none of it.
Okay, it shows that this was done May 4th, so we assist only with Bytes Hub. Which was $59.89. We don't assist with the item that's offered to win. We don't have anything to do with the Instapot. Shows that this...
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I thought you wanted to say something. Since this shows that this was a transaction that was done over a month ago, all that I can do, I can offer a one-time courtesy for $54.89 because it shows your name and your information here.
Well, I'm just letting you know this is fraud. This is why I get a monthly statement, and I know what I do with my card and my money.
I do understand, ma'am. Are you accepting the refund that I can process for $54.89?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you mind holding, please, while I get that refunded?
All right, thank you.
You are welcome.
Is that the amount it was for?
Well, first you told me it was a meal prep, now it's for an instant pot.
Oh, I'm talking about the dollars that were stolen.
No,
Yes, ma'am. What's
59.
in the terms and conditions is called Bite Sub Meal App, but it started with a survey that was completed, and the product that was offered with the survey that was completed is called Instapot. We'll get you refunded for the $54.89.
Okay, thank you. And is this going to be canceled? Hello?
All right, thank you for that. So in 3 to 5 business days, you will see the $54.89 reflected back.
Okay.
And the account is canceled so that there are no future charges. You
Thank
have
you
a,
so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. I have to provide the refund confirmation.
All right.
That is the letter R as in refund. 920.
Okay, let me write this down. Hold on. Let me get a pen. Okay.
Okay, that's the letter R is in refund. 920.
920.
697.
697.
457.
457. Okay. All right, I appreciate your time, and I'm sorry that, you know, I'm not sorry I made the phone call. I mean, I'm just like, this is not the first time people have used my card, and it's been fraud. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not understanding it. So I'm going to call my credit card also. But I thank
okay.
you for the refund and that for the cancellation, Rachel. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. If you call and try to dispute this charge, they will have access to IP address and information. So are you
okay.
still trying to contest the charge?
Yes, ma'am.
Why would you contest the charge and you've been refunded $54.89?
Oh, okay. I thought, okay, I misunderstood you. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yes, ma'am. That's what the refund confirmation is for.
All right.
Are you
I
wanting
didn't
us
know.
To waive that $5 non-refundable fee?
No.
Okay, so you're not disputing the charge?
No.
Okay, so please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back. It's been refunded today, but how long it takes within that 3 to 5 day business period depends on how quickly it takes for your bank to apply your credit back, but you will see your money reflected back.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.